Have you ever noticed how some luxury pool decks stay magically cool in the blistering sun while others just completely burn your bare feet?
Oh, yeah, it's brutal. It makes a huge difference.
Right. Well, today we are doing a deep dive into a comprehensive architectural guide to give you a shortcut to understanding the ancient building material behind this magic. It's travertine, and we'll see how it stacks up against modern manufactured stone. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, to really understand that cooling effect, you have to look at the environment where this stone is born. I mean, travertine isn't pressed in a factory.
No, not at all.
It actually forms near hot springs and geothermal areas. Basically, mineral-rich water rapidly deposits calcium carbonate.
Which is essentially geological sourdough, if you think about it.
Geological sourdough, I like that.
Well, yeah, because those signature holes and pits you see in the stone, they aren't defects. They are the exact empty spaces left behind by trapped carbon dioxide bubbles, and decaying organic matter from those ancient springs.
Exactly. And what's fascinating here is how those quote-unquote flaws dictate its thermal performance. It's pure thermodynamics because those trapped air pockets, they act as natural thermal insulators. Yeah. So while a really dense factory-made porcelain tile just absorbs and conducts the sun's heat straight into your feet, right? The voids in the travertine actually prevent heat transfer. So it isn't just reflecting the sun, it is physically structured to resist heating up.
So that natural sourdough fingerprint basically gives you a built-in air conditioning system for your patio.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yet this same porous material was strong enough to build massive empires. I mean, the ancient Romans basically built their entire world out of this stuff.
They did. It hits a perfect structural sweet spot. It is relatively easy to quarry, but incredibly strong under compression.
And they didn't have to go far to get it, right?
Nope, they sourced it locally. The name travertine actually derives from Lapis Tiburtinus, which means Stone of Tiber, an ancient city near Rome.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, and they used it as the foundational backbone for, well, the Colosseum, the Trevi Fountain, St. Peter's Basilica.
Just a few minor projects, but here's where it gets really interesting. How we use it today depends entirely on how we slice those ancient sedimentary layers.
The cutting technique is everything.
Right, because if you take a block of travertine and do a vein cut, which is slicing parallel to the way the earth laid it down, you get these sleek, flowing, linear stripes.
Yeah, it looks incredibly modern. Very clean.
But if you rotate that same block 90 degrees and do a cross cut, you're slicing perpendicular to the layers straight through those bubbles.
And the resulting pattern is so much softer. You expose these organic, cloud-like circular blooms.
It's wild that a single choice at the quarry completely shifts the stone from a sharp, contemporary look to a traditional, rustic one.
Totally changes the vibe.
Okay, but let me push back for a second. If we're dealing with geological sourdough full of ancient gas bubbles, using this indoors sounds like an absolute
Oh,
nightmare.
because of the holes.
Yeah. Like if I spill a glass of red wine on a kitchen floor made of raw travertine, those natural pits are going to swallow it forever. It's not like a perfectly smooth porcelain tile.
Well, yeah, but you would never use the raw stone in a skull-prone indoor space.
No, you wouldn't.
No, this is where the finish matters. For indoors, architects specify a honed finish. To borrow your analogy, it's like buttering the sourdough. A filler is applied to completely pack those voids. And then the surface is ground down to a smooth, matte finish.
That makes way more sense.
Yeah, though it does require regular sealing because it sits at a 3 to 4 on the Mohs hardness scale. So it's softer than granite and definitely susceptible to acidic spills.
Got it. But outdoors by the pool, you want the raw crust.
Oh, you absolutely need that rock crust. For pool surround, you use a tumbled or brushed finish.
To keep the texture.
Exactly. You leave the texture exposed because those little pits and the rougher surface provide crucial slip resistance when it gets wet.
So that is how you get the safety grip combined with the thermal cooling.
You got it.
So what does this all mean? Choosing travertine over modern alternatives is a deliberate trade-off. You are sacrificing the ultra-low maintenance and uniform predictability of a printed porcelain tile for something entirely different.
Right, a living, organic material with built-in thermal properties that simply cannot be manufactured in a lab.
You are basically choosing an active relationship with the architecture over a passive one.
That's a great way to put it.
So as our cities continue to heat up and we face the realities of the urban heat island effect, look down the next time you're standing on a sweltering concrete sidewalk.
It really makes conspiracy thing.
It does make you wonder. As global temperatures rise, will the blueprint for keeping our future cities cool rely less on new engineered materials and more on returning to the exact same porous stone that the Romans used 2,000 years ago?